Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone, as we enjoy a wonderful Chol HaMoed Sukkos and prepare for Shabbos, Shmini Atzeres, and Hashanah Rabbah, which is of course this evening going into tomorrow. And so let us try to touch a little bit on at least some of the above. Hashanah Rabbah is a day of Chibut Arava. The Gemara talks about the banging of the Arava, which is in Masechtas Sukkah, Daf Mem Daled, the Yomid Aleph to the Yomid Beis. And there's a dispute if Arava is Yisod Nevi'im or Minig Nevi'im, whether it's a Din of Nevi'im or a custom. Nafkamina is whether one makes a bracha on banging of the Arava. As you know, we paskin Minig Nevi'im, and therefore we do not make a bracha. Now, obviously, the Arava, which is a hidden mitzvah, not spelled apatherish, is something that is clouded inside in mystery, yet there are many who give it the basic following basic explanation. I'm quoting now from Rav Moshe de Kol Raman Sukkos Zion, but he's not the first and not the only one who describes it as follows. As you know, it says in Vayikra Rabba, I believe it's Parsha Lamed, that the four minim are representative of four types of Jews. Jews who have both a taste and a pleasant smell, those who have taste without a pleasant odor or good odor without a taste, and those who have neither. Obviously, the one who has taste and a pleasant odor as well is the Esrig, which represents Tami de Chachamim. The opposite extreme is the Arava, which neither has a fruit with a taste, nor does it have any type of reyach that a person would enjoy. The Schus of Am Yisrael is when we all come together. That's symbolized by the Arba Minim, the Kulam Yachad. That's the Schus and the of Klal Yisrael. And Hashanah Rabbah, which is the last day of the Yimei Hadin, from Hashanah through Hashanah Rabbah. Hashanah Rabbah is the last day of Sukkot, when Nidoinim Alamayim. And on that last day, we take the Arava separately, as if to say that the Arava itself, the least of the significant of Klal Yisrael, the ones who observe the least, they are the ones that also have a kirov, a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as they want to be connected to the rest of Klal Yisrael, as was symbolized by what took place in all the different days, as long as they want to be part of Klal Yisrael, they have a chashivas onto themselves. They're raised by their connection. Today we see sometimes, and it's most pronounced in children, it's true about adults as well, but young men sometimes who don't feel that the learning is for them. Perhaps their intellect is not enough, or even if they're very bright, but they fell behind, and they don't feel a sense of atzlacha in their learning. Such people often allow it to affect their frumkeit. And well, if they're not learning well, they're davening, they're benching, even dressing as a frumiyid, these things fall by the wayside. The great Jew is the one who, despite not feeling a good sense in his learning, not having a sipuk or a satisfaction in his learning, and doesn't have necessarily extraordinary meisim tovim, but he keeps himself connected to Yiddishkeit. He keeps himself connected to the hadas and the lulav and the esrig. He keeps himself connected. And these are really the greatest Jews in the Golus, the ones who stay with it, despite the fact that the society around them doesn't hold them to be great people. We know Olam Hafachu, you see, this world is an upside-down world. There are people who think they're not chashuv, and they really are. Perhaps this is why we throw the Aravis onto the Aron Kodesh. There's a custom by Klal Yisrael to decorate the Aron with the Aravis. Dafka, nobody throws the Lulav or the Hadassim, certainly not the Esrog, onto the Aron Kodesh. But the Arava is the decoration. It's the one who really, through great beauty, connects. And that's the banking of the Arava. The Arava, which is a tool in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becomes the centerpiece of the hidden meaning of everything that takes place on these very extraordinary days. And so, this is a little bit, a taste of the meaning of Chibot HaRava on Hoshana Rabbah. And Simchas Torah, we're going to learn Zeis HaBracha, which is the only parasha that doesn't have its own Shabbos. And at the end of the parasha, we read Vayam Reisha Ba'arvay Smoya Ba'ar Nevoi Reisha Piska Apnei Yerichai, that he goes up to see the Eretz Yisrael, the Yerir Hashem is Kol Oretz, and God shows him the whole land of Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk describes his boundaries, all of which Moshe Rabbeinu saw. Simple meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu was not granted entry into Eretz Yisrael, but at least this sense of connection to Eretz Yisrael, this nachas. Yet the Gemara in Brachos on the days of the day says, Amar Rav Elazar, Kedai L'Tfila M'Maisim Tovim, greater is prayer than even good deeds. Shein Lecha, you don't have another Jew, B'Maisim Tovim, Yosef and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did the most for other Jews. And he was not granted his request to go into Eretz Yisrael only through Tfila. The Perish Torah says, this makes no sense. Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael. He saw Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says elsewhere in Saita, the name on this other Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kodesh Lares. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara says to do its mitzvahs. So Moshe Rabbeinu was not granted. What do you mean, Gedola Tfila? His Tfila was not granted at all. This whole parasha has to do with the Hakira of Bnei Torah, who cleared whether somebody who's not in a situation of a mitzvah is actually missing anything by not being there. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, so the Meila, he didn't keep the mitzvahs that are Tuyim Boros that depend on Eretz Yisrael. Was he actually missing something? It's very, very hard to know, especially when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu on his Madrega. However, Chazal do tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu influenced the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says that all the land in Eretz Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu saw became, was the land that was Chayiv and Maestris. The idea being that in the, looking at it was a Meshbia. This is said here. A Fudner writes about this side, I don't remember where, but he writes that in Maisa Bereishis, when it says God saw us, Kol HaShe'osa V'hinei Tov Ma'ayit, Bayar, Hashem saw, Hashem put in the Kayach of Ria, the ability of Ayin Tova, of looking at something in a good way and influencing it. And when Moshe Rabbeinu looked at Eretz Yisrael, his Ria had the ability to be Meshpia, to have Hashpah on Eretz Yisrael, to give it an added Madrega of its grandeur, of its royalty, of its very special nature of Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu looking was Meshpia on Eretz Yisrael. Had he gone in, he would have been Meshpia more. But the Koyach HaRe'iya is Meshpia with an Ayin type. This is an understanding of Moshe Rabbeinu seeing Eretz Yisrael. There's a side lesson here as well. Very often people look for advice. They call, whether it's a Rav or just a bright person or sometimes a therapist, they go to someone for advice. You should know a rule in life. When you talk to someone on the phone, when you talk to somebody even over Zoom, it's not the same as talking in person. No shaykhis, no connection. The eye has the ability to be an ayin tov, to see properly, and to understand another person. There's a certain yoshev b'seiser elyon. There's a certain selim of a kim in the face of a person. And when you look at someone and he talks to you about life, you can understand him better. Don't think for a moment that looking for advice on the phone, if it's technical advice, which buttons to push on a machine to make it work, of course the phone is fine. But when you're talking about something personal, you want someone to understand you, don't think for a moment that phone or even Zoom can do the trick. There's a certain power in the Koyach HaRe'iya that Hashem put into the Bria when the Yara Hashem is Kol HaShe'osa V'hinei Tov Ma'ayit, to see the goodness of the Bria, to see the greatness and the grandeur, and to understand someone, you need to see their face. The face of a person is a Tzelem Elokim. And this is a lesson for Moshe Rabbeinu's seeing and in our post-COVID era, where many people take Zoom as a method of having a relationship, you should know it will not work. It doesn't work. You have to see a person's face. The person's face says a lot about his about him. There's a wisdom called Chochmas HaParzus, being able to look at a person's face and have some tremendous insight to him. But beyond Chochmas HaParzus, there's something very simple. And that simple thing is just a human being's relationship with other human beings. It needs to be done in person. People are down or depressed, don't want to see other people. They want to do it on the phone. They want to be in hiding. They lock themselves in rooms. It is a sign of somebody who is in a state of, to a degree, a certain state of self-destruction. He's not letting himself be helped, which unfortunately is what happens. You should know, looking at someone with an eye in tight, looking at someone in a good way, having a positive relationship is very valuable. Having an Adam Gadol look at you, having a relationship with somebody which is based on interaction, personal interaction, has its own very special relationship. And so, we enter these last days, the days that we hope and we pray will be the final days of preparation for an extraordinary tough Shin Pei Daled. We're looking for it. We're praying for it. We're requesting it. We need the Ayin Tov of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Be'ezras Hashem, we will get there. If we're willing to interact with good people, have relationships with good people, not to be afraid of good people, and Be'ezras Hashem, that will bring us an added dimension of Hatzlacha in the coming year. Wishing one and all an absolutely meaningful Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, you talk about Mishra Thursday night, this Thursday night for sure. Klal Yisrael always treats Hoshana Rabbah in a very, very extraordinary way. L'machshavit. Certainly, we go to the Beis Medrash, if not for the whole night, for much of the night, and try to spend our time learning, understanding, taking some part of Limud HaTorah, making it meaningful. If you can't figure out what to do, learn Yeshua Perek Aleph. 24 Perekim doesn't take very long to learn each Perek. Some Perekim are lists of cities which you can just read through. And some Perekim are stories of what happened to Klal Yisrael. Do it. Get your feet to the Beis Medrash and Yitzhak Hashem. We will have a wonderful Tavshin Pei Daled. Thank you for joining me on Chol HaMoed. Amazing. Take the time and call a Chol HaMoed. Extraordinary, and it will be an extraordinary year. A good Mayid, a good Kippur, and a wonderful Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and of course Shabbos Kodesh to one and all.